Let us pray to the Lord. Gracious and merciful Father, today you challenge us again on this Easter day to believe and to put all of our faith and trust in the glorious and triumphant resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Not to be afraid or alarmed, but to place all of our fears and uncertainty in the good news of Easter. He is not here, but has risen. Come and see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples he has risen from the dead and is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him. Now may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. Amen. The words for our meditation on this Easter day, as we indeed celebrate the glorious triumphant resurrection of Jesus, is taken from the gospel lesson, St. Luke chapter 24, with special attention to verses 5 and 6. Why do you seek the living among the dead? He is not here, but has risen. Remember how he told you, while he was still in Galilee, that the Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men and be crucified, and on the third day, rise again. This is the word of God. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, the risen and crucified Lord and Savior, why do you seek the living among the dead? That was a question. The two men, perhaps two angels, asked Mary Magdalene and the other Mary as they came to the tomb after the Sabbath day was over, looking for the body of Jesus. It happened during the very early hours of the morning, before sunrise, while it was still dark, in order to anoint and embalm Jesus' body. As a matter of fact, as they were on their way to the tomb, they asked each other the question, but who will roll the stone away from the entrance to the tomb? And yet, what a shock to them as they arrived and saw that the large stone, which was very heavy, had already been rolled away. So they went inside the tomb looking for the body of Jesus, but couldn't find it. So they went inside and were astonished and perplexed and even afraid, especially when the two men stood by them in dazzling white robes. The two women bowed their faces to the ground as the two angels said to them, "Why do you seek the living among the dead? He's not here, but has risen. Remember how he told you, while he was still in Galilee, that the Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men and be crucified, and on the third day, be raised to life again." In the Gospel of St. Mark, we read that the women were even alarmed, so that the angels had to tell them, "Don't be alarmed. You are looking for Jesus, the Nazarene who was crucified. He has risen. He's not here. See the place where they laid him." As a matter of fact, the Gospel of St. Matthew perhaps gives us the best description of what happened before the women even arrived at the tomb. There was a violent earthquake, for an angel of the Lord came down from heaven and, going to the tomb, rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothes were white as snow. Yes, remember how Jesus told you while he was still with you in Galilee. And they remembered his words, not the men, but the women. So after the initial shock and fear, the women finally went back and told the 11 and to all the rest of the people that the tomb was indeed empty, that Jesus had indeed been raised from the dead, just as he had told them. The angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid, for I know you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. He is not here. He has risen just as he said. Come and see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples he has risen from the dead and is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him again." And yet at first, the apostles didn't believe in the women. Their words seemed to them as an idle tale, just a story or a myth. As a matter of fact, Peter didn't believe it either. As he ran to the tomb and looking in, he saw the linen cloths by themselves and no body of Jesus. It was then that he also believed in the women as he went home marveling at what had just happened. And that's precisely what happened later on after Jesus' resurrection. St. Paul writes in his first letter to the Corinthians that Christ died for our sins, according to the scriptures, that he was buried, that he was raised on the third day, according to the scriptures, and that he appeared to Peter and then to the 12. After that, he appeared to more than 500 of the brothers at one time. Then he appeared to James, then to all the apostles. Yes, as we look back today to that very first Easter morning, we are in awe and we are in reverence at the empty tomb, as depicted on the cover of our Sunday bulletin today. But at the same time, we also have the same fears, the same uncertainty the women experienced at first when they found the tomb empty without the body of Jesus. Yes, you and I also have the same fears of finding the tomb empty without Jesus, especially when you and I are faced with problems and disappointments and trials and tribulations in life, whatever it is. It is then that we also, just like the women, need to hear the good news of the resurrection. He is not here. He has risen. Yes, we need Jesus to calm our fears. We need Jesus, not only as the crucified Lord, but also as the risen Savior. We need the cross. As Jesus said, it is finished. And we also need the empty tomb. As the angel said, Jesus is not here, but has risen. Yes, and on Good Friday, Jesus suffered and died on the cross for our sins as the crucified Lord. And on Easter Day, Jesus has been raised from the dead on the third day to show himself victorious over sin, over death, and yes, over the power of the devil. Yes, why do you seek the living among the dead? He's not here. He has risen. That's what we celebrate today on this Easter Sunday. Jesus Christ's glorious and triumphant resurrection from the dead. The words we confessed again in the Apostles' Creed. We said, the third day he rose again from the dead. Yes, may God the Father bless us and preserve us through his Holy Spirit, not to ever be afraid or to be alarmed like the women were, but to place all of our faith and trust in the risen Savior. He's not here. He has risen. This is especially true, meaningful, and significant. As we partake again today of the sacrament, the holy body of Jesus, the holy blood of Jesus, for the forgiveness of all of our sins and the wonderful promise of the gift of eternal life one day in the kingdom of heaven. Jesus offers again the assurance he promised his own disciples, because I live, you shall live also. May our prayer today be the words we sang in the gospel processional. I know that my Redeemer lives. What comfort this sweet sentence gives. He lives, he lives, who once was dead. He lives, my ever-living head. He lives, all glory to his name. He lives, my Jesus, still the same. Oh, what sweet joy this sentence gives. I know that my Redeemer lives. Yes, why do you seek the living among the dead? He's not here. He has risen. Alleluia. Amen. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, the fellowship of his Holy Spirit be and abide with us unto life everlasting, as we with joy, praise, and thanksgiving celebrate his glorious resurrection. Amen.